Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting second. The left fielder, Sherry Robertson. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Cecil Travis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marino Pieretti. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Marino Pieretti. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting third. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting 8th. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Steve Gromick. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Gromick. And now, play ball. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Sullivan scores. Robertson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Senators. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gromick fields it and throws to first for the out. Robertson moves to third. Vernon moves to second. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich bunts towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. Mitchell moves to second. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty strikes out. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marino Pirretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pirretti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pirretti moves to second. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robertson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Hegan trying to get to third. Vernon throws to Travis, who tags Hegan for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gromick moves to second. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-0 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a line drive into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-1 in the game. Travis hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Peck hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Robertson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marino Pirretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pirretti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pirretti hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan strikes out. One out. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gromick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Robertson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spence for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Peck hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau is hit by the pitch. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 2 in the game. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Mancuso reaches second base with a double. Marino Pieretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pieretti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pieretti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Gromyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromyk is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Gromyk strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pieretti picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pieretti. Mitchell moves to second. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Metkovich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robertson bunts towards the mound. Gromyk fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to second. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to third. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovich. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Sullivan scores. It's Senators, 2, Indians, 2. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 3 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lewis scores. It's 3-2, Senators. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 3 in the game. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gleiman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Peck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Travis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 3 in the game. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Marino Pieretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pieretti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pieretti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Senators, 3, Indians, 3. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pieretti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Kleiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleiman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robertson. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 3 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 3. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robertson bunts towards the mound. Kleiman fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to second. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Peck hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 3. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-4 in the game. Travis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-4 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Robertson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 3. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Grace pinch hits for Marino Pieretti. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace strikes out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 4-for-5 in the game, with 4 singles. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robertson. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Robertson steals second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Farrick now pitching. Ed Kleiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kleiman takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovic is 0-for-4 in the game. Metkovic bunts towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. Kleiman moves to second. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrick covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 3. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Travis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robertson. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Robertson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-5 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.